This call is now being recorded.
Hey, gone.
Hi, this is Tex. Sorry, my voice is going to be a little weak. I'm having asthma problems.
Tex suffers from the nerdiest of ailments. He suffers from.
No, I thought that was robo influenza.
Robo. Or carpal tunnel syndrome. That's also pretty.
Yeah,
funny.
I don't have carpal tunnel anymore.
All right. Well, I wanted to say Jeb Bush is officially running for president.
Don't forget about Trump, because
I wanted to focus on Bush first, because I wanted to say he's running, and his main point as to why he should be president is experience. Now, if anyone knows who Jeb Bush is, they'll know that he is the governor of Florida. And, you know, he has executive experience, but only executive experience in Florida. And I have to say, I don't know if that's enough to say that he's ready to be president of the United States. I mean, the United States as a whole has like 3 times the amount of murderers as Florida, and at least twice as many sex offenders.
Yeah, the one advantage he's got down there is he's basically got the United Nations just a lot less clothes on him. So,
can I just say I wanted a laugh pause there when I said America as a whole has at least twice as many sex offenders as Florida.
I like it. It's funny. Yeah. You're not going to get a belly laugh out of me when I can't freaking breathe.
Yeah, you're a bad crowd today. I'll have the public know that I'm very upset at you for dying.
Well, I made sure that my life insurance was paid up, because you know, that's would have been one of the things I could have ran about. It's like, yes, we have to take terrorism seriously. Yes, you know, we do have people out there that are willing to kill our folks, but every year in America, as many people die from asthma as died during the Twin Towers bombing. So, if we wanted to, you know, if we wanted to spend $3 trillion a year fighting asthma, I'd be okay with that.
Wow.
Instead of trying to, you know, nail down crazy fundamentalist whack hadoos and tapes, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, they are what they are, you know. Sure, they're crazy.
They're not.
They might not be killing as much of us as asthma, but they're still out there, and they're still trying to kill us. They really do.
Right,
exist.
But they've got a face and a name, and you can go, look, you know, here's Doug the terrorist. Look at this a-hole. What an a-hole. Whereas, when you're talking about, you know, prostate cancer or asthma or something, you know, something a lot of people die from, then it's really hard to get people's attention to say, wow, we really need to throw money at you.
I definitely agree with you, and my wife has asthma, so it's an issue. It's a very serious issue, and it's hard to put you know, a human emotion onto something that, you know, an invisible killer that doesn't exist all the time. It only exists at certain times. And let's face it, not all the asthma sufferers are cute little women like my wife. Most of them are, you know, pudgy fat asses like you.
Yeah. I don't know about most, but there are a percentage of us, yeah.
Shalinta, a lot of people, if the only person they know has asthma is a pudgy pet kid who uses that to get out of any exercise ever, a lot of people go, asthma sounds like a scam.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my point is, if the Mormons were killing this many people a year, we'd be like, listen, we need to put a stop to these things. If you see somebody in a white shirt on a bike, kick that sucker over. Whereas we're spending $3 trillion a year over in Afghanistan and Iraq and all that. I'm like, yeah, you know, let's cut back the drone strikes a little bit, throw some money towards some medical research, you know?
Yeah, that's not an entirely terrible idea. I will need that. I hate trying to drive around the town to the town. I'm in D.C. I'm the most
funny
insider.
You're in a car and I'm in a car. This is so rare.
Traffic is crummy. I have to pee.
And that's recorded forever.
Yes. Oh, man, we were talking about, I've been trying to lobby my Democrats, so Democrats, who haven't jumped the ship, and I'm trying to lobby them to put pressure on their own party to, knock it off with this stupid Hillary crap.
Yes, Bernie Sanders is only 10 points away from her in New Hampshire. But like we've said, you know, Sanders is crazy. Well, you know, from a libertarian standpoint, Bernie Sanders' philosophy is terrifying.
Right. No, and I agree with you. And he has a dual citizenship with Israel. Sorry.
Okay,
I had to quote that news lady, and I had to quote her in her voice.
citizenship
with Israel. No,
yeah,
no.
Diane Rome, she said, and I mean, you know, to her credit, she apologized, but she said she got the information from a Facebook comment, and I'm like, holy crap. There is no less safe place on the planet to get, I have rather intelligent friends on my Facebook, but using just Facebook comments, one of my friends I went to school with described the sun as her favorite planet.
one of my friends posted, a very well made, picture where, you know, it's divided into three parts as an instructional picture, and it shows a spoon bent in ice cream that's too hard, and it says, is your spoon not making it through the ice cream? It shows the microwave. It says, put your spoon in the microwave for 30 seconds. And then it shows at the bottom a picture of the ice cream being scooped properly and the spoon not bending, and it says that it works like cake, or I don't know. It's just, clearly it's a douchey thing that's just trying to make people burn their houses down. And of course, one of the first comments is, I tried this, and it just made a bunch of sparks and weird noises. And then my mom said I'm not allowed to use the microwave anymore. So information just from Facebook. Get it from multiple sources.
Yeah. Every time a new phone comes out, the 4chan guys try to get, I don't think they've ever had any success with Android phones, but with the iPhone, they got people to believe that microwaving them for 30 seconds would charge them. They also had an iOS update that was supposed to make it now waterproof. You never can tell if anybody is like, you know, is this person in on the joke, you know?
Right.
One of the Twitter accounts that I follow is, Need a Debit Card, or, there's another one, Credit Cards or something I follow. And it's just fascinating because people will tweet out a picture of their freaking credit card going, look, I got a new credit card. It's got that picture from the wedding on it, or it has, you know, Steve Jobs on it. And so me and a couple of other like-minded folks will then tweet at that person going, you need to now get rid of that card ASAP. And like a lot of people cover up the first four digits on the card, which you can actually Google the first four digits on the card.
That's like a bank routing number.
Bank number.
Yeah.
Chances are the first number is a four. Almost guaranteed the first number is a four. With few exceptions. So it's one of those things where, I mean, so this one guy who, you know, he tweeted out a thing, and I was like, something doesn't look right about this picture. And he says, it's double lucky. It has 777 on the front and 777 on the back. You know, like he's giving out a security code. And then if you look at his previous history, he's actually, you know, this is all with a wink. He's photoshopped this but so it's like, you know, at first I was about to like tweet it out as, all right, this is the dumbest guy on the planet, but it's like, you know, no, it's satire. He knows what he's doing. That's the whole point. What's that?
Do you think he does entrapment stuff like you do? Like if the number pops up then on a thread somewhere, he can trace back the router?
Well, in this case, you know, with Twitter, I think he was just going for humor. But, you know, there are times where, you know, where you leave files with digital fingerprints hanging around to try to see where they travel.
You like me trying to talk technical stuff, you know? Did they trace back the router to the TC-IBM network?
The BGP routing with the neutron flow? My favorite Star Trek ism, reverse.
We're gonna
the polarity on the neutron flow?
What was that?
The, best Star Trek-ism ever, where they reverse the polarity on the neutron flow.
Yes. We're going to send him a denial of server attack and disrupt his space-time continuum.
Disrupt is my face account. The entire point of that thing was Diane Realm, to her credit, she apologized, but then it's like, holy crap, I hope everybody learned a valuable lesson about where to actually get your info from.
Plus the
queer anti-Semitic the undertones of, well, you might be a Jew.
Yeah.
Clearly unelectable.
I would like to point out that, too. I don't think that part made it to the Wiretap Wednesday huge file dump that Carl Connor put up online for us last week. We discussed that a little bit last week, but I don't think that part made it there. I just wanted to say, I don't know if he's Jewish or not. You know, it doesn't really matter to me because that's his politics. That should be the issue. But yes, I would like to point out how it does, and it's sort of a fly trap for anti-Semites now, just, a Jew is on there challenging our what? Calvinists.
Yeah.
Which is the old Southern Democrat way of looking at things. Why did Hillary Clinton deserve to have the presidential nomination back in 2007 when she was destroying the 2007 all the way to 2008, she was destroying the Democrat Party's credibility by dragging out the longest primary, I think, in presidential history. But yes, a Southern Democrat, when I asked her if she was going to vote for Hillary Clinton, she said, of course, I'm not going to vote for an N-word.
Oh, my goodness.
She didn't say N-word, and she didn't spell it with an A at the end either. It definitely had an R at the end of it. And, yep, that's who the Clintons like to pander to when they're in the South.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's the surprising thing is how, you know, everybody makes assumptions. Oh, that person has a country accent. Clearly, they're Republican. Well, no, often, you know, there are just as many Southern talking, Democrats or Southern talking racists or Southern talking progressive, non-racist, you know, logical folk. I'm blanking on his name, the You Might Be a Redneck guy.
Yeah.
That guy, with Jeff Foxworthy. He's a computer engineer. He's not dumb. And, the fact that he sells out stadiums at $200 a ticket clearly shows that he's not dumb. But, you know, people just assume country accent, ergo dumb. Exactly.
I don't know. I like to point that out, too, that the majority of the country is not insist, you know. And yet, the majority of the country is pretty purple. You know, it's pretty spread out, Democrat, Republican, all over the place. So you're going to find Democrats and Republicans all over the place, all over the country, because it's majority rural and also majority Caucasian. So this is my talking about people being afraid of everything and why you should remain being scared of everything everywhere at all times. I was watching this this documentary series on History Channel 2 called there's a red flag right there. If there's a 2 by the name of the channel you're watching. Yes, History Channel 2, it's called America's Book of Secrets, and they talk about secretive and scary things that are in our country or potentially in our country or widely believed to be in our country. Everything from the Illuminati to, Area 51, to the Ku Klux Klan. These are all things that are, you know, worth being scared of, according to History Channel. So they show all these crazy stories and stuff like that. And one of the things was on the Ku Klux Klan, and talking about how scary this group is, and mentioning that there are over 8,000 Klansmen in America.
Jamie, I thought there was way more.
I know. This is but hear the whole thing. There's, you know, 8,000, and then there's these other groups that are popping up, and so it could be like 50,000 or something like that. And yep, that's scary. That's a good reason to be scared. And then they had a guy just bold faced lie, going, "This is the strongest the Klan has ever been." And I'm like, you just said a very small number. Like, I said to the one guy that, that I work with, we were talking about the Klan, you know, and it's the Klan is, you know, this boogeyman that you could mention that's like, oh, yes, the Klan. Whenever there's a white person, oh, it's the Klan. Because most people don't know where I work. I work in a predominantly black area. If a white person is aggressive or is opinionated in any way, they'll probably be accused of being in the Klan. Little kids have just seeing the color of my skin told me, oh, you're a Ku Klux Klan, because they've been told by their racist parents that white people are in the Ku Klux Klan. And not to mention, you know, that the Klan also hates several different types of white people, including my Catholic and Jewish family. They're all and people who are involved in mixed races mixed race marriages, like both Tech and I. We are both. So, but in a racist black area, they will look at the cover of your stand and go, well, you must be in the Ku Klux Klan, even though the Ku Klux Klan is essentially boogeyman now. It doesn't even exist in any powerful way. The scariest thing they've done in the past 20 years was adopt a highway in Missouri.
But and occasionally holding a march on the same day as a gay pride parade.
Yes. Now, like, their backwards-ass retarded way of thinking is so backwards-ass, it actually butts heads with other backwards-ass retarded way of thinking people, like the Jonesboro Baptist Church. And they have repeatedly got into hilarious, like, pissing contests with the Jonesboro Baptist Church people, which is just priceless. It's like, well, let them go at it.
That's like the manure calling the turd. All right. Well, it was fun talking to you today, but I got to wrap this up soon.
I just wanted to say that that Steve talked about how scary the Klan is. Crap. No. How often? Train of thought was going in one direction, and then you just, it's all your fault. You made me lose it. All right, bro.
All right.
Good job.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.